Next patient is Corey Benjamin. That's C-O-R-Y, Corey. C-O-R-Y, Benjamin is B-E-N-J-A-M-I-N, Benjamin. Date of birth is 2/19/1978. Date of visit is 3/1/24. We make copy for Terry Gilliard. Gilliard is G-I-L-Y-A-R-D, A-P-A-R-N. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath with exertion. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a this is a 46-year-old. This is a 46-year-old female who has been experiencing shortness of breath with exertion. Has a prior history of smoking. Okay, can you please change the female? It's a 46-year-old male who has a history of shortness of breath with exertion. Has previously been treated for CHF and hypertension. The patient apparently has had hypertension for several years. And has been a smoker for over 25 years. He had some weight gain and also has had orthopnea. And has had left leg swelling, but denied any calf muscle pains. The patient had no chest pains. Next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history has included history for a stab wound to the neck with repair, history of fractured right hip with repair, previous history for gunshot wound to the knee, and he has had history of pneumonia in the past, and a stroke with left-sided weakness in the past. Next paragraph, habits. The patient is a smoker. Half to one pack per day for 30 years, drinks alcohol occasionally, works as a lawn man. He has previously used cocaine, marijuana. I'm sorry, he has been a drug dealer in the past and has used marijuana. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies listed. Next, family history. Mother is alive in good health. Father died of unknown causes. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has shortness of breath and occasional cough. No chest pains. He has leg swelling, orthopnea, denies chest pains or abdominal pains. He has no muscle aches but has some joint aches. And no headaches, memory loss, or skin lesions. He has urinary frequency and no nighttime awakening. And he has no asthma or hay fever. Denies cataracts, glaucoma, and no has had some weight loss. Next paragraph. Med list included Coreg 6.25 milligram BID, Plavix 75 milligrams daily, Lysix 40 milligrams daily, potassium 10 milligrams daily, omeprazole 40 milligrams daily, losartan 25 milligrams daily. Next physical exam. This thinly built middle-aged African American male. No acute distress, no pallor cyanosis. He has mild leg edema on the left and no clubbing. Blood pressure 128/80, pulse 92, respirations 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 126, saturation 99. HGND is non-cyclic, pupils reactive. Tangus Myers, throat was injected, he has no inflammation. Next, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diffuse wheezes bilaterally. Prolonged expirations. Heart sensor irregular, S1 and S2. No S3 or murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no regular, the bowel sounds act. Extremities, edema left leg and no calf tenderness. Reflexive 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial is grossly intact. Skin was dry and cool. Next paragraph, fresh number 1. Pulmonary edema with left pleural effusion. And number 2 is... history of cardiomyopathy and CHF. Number 3 is hypertension. Number 4 is COPD. And next paragraph, plan. Patient was advised to quit smoking and use a nicotine patch. Also advised to get a CT of the chest to evaluate the lungs. And a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator study. It will also use a Ventil and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, TIDPRN, and advised to come back for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of his cardiology evaluation and 2D echo will be requested as well. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza. Copy of this for Terry Gilliard, GILYARD, APRN. Because God bless you.